David, we're almost at an end here. How has the campaign been for you?
Well, it's been very good. We've enjoyed ourselves. We've got a lot of messages to a lot of people.
6 weeks too long to be running around campaigning for this long, especially
I think most of us found 6 weeks was just a bit much. I think 4 weeks is just about as much as either the candidates or the public can stand. Hopefully it's not reduced turnout. I hope people turn out as much as possible. It's a lot to take on board, but the Scots are a pretty political nation and people like to have a good argument and in a civilised way. So yes, I think a lot of people have been enlivened by the neverendum brought politics home to a lot of people, how important it is. So people pay attention, and that's a good thing in many ways, because it's how your money is being spent. And a lot of people just say, oh, who cares? Well, it matters. It's your money they're spending. You've got to make sure that it's spent properly.
Particularly in the north of Scotland, what was the reaction here that you got?
Very sound. People are fed up. Most of the reaction I got was, it's as bad being run by Edinburgh as it is by London or anywhere else. I don't think there's massive desire for separation, I can tell you that much. And I don't think anybody wants to have a rerun of the Neverendum. I think a lot of people are concerned about fishing. Big industry, if we get our 200-mile limit back, by Brexiting, that will make sure that Scotland, and the north of Scotland in particular, makes a lot of money out of fishing to offset the problems we've had with oil. People are obviously very concerned about oil.
16, 17-year-olds voting. Are UKIP an older person's party?
Certainly not. We've actually, oddly enough, in Scotland, our profile are to old kippers to young kippers. We've got more young kippers than we have old kippers. We're very much a young person's party because they like our libertarian message. They do not like the authoritarian message of the Scottish National Party. They don't like the stodgy Conservatives who only operate for big business. And, well, the Liberals, I don't know what you make of Willie Rennie's campaign. It was sort of John Noakes, Blue Peter Goes Mad on the swings and stuff. I mean, I don't think they had anything to suggest.
And certainly from tonight's performance, I mean, how do you feel that this will set the tone going forward?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what people say. The population can tell me to go and take a run and jump at myself, and that is their democratic right, thank God. I think we've had enough of the professional politicians. They've made an absolute mess of things. Let the amateurs have a crack. I'm a businessman. I've run businesses most of my life, and I've done reasonably well. And I think that gives me a better grounding to look after the economy and think about people's lives than a lot of other people who just seem to have been politicians all their lives and never had a proper job. And I quote the Prime Minister being number one and most of the people running for office in Scotland.